This is part one of a series that the King wanted me to do called Parallels in Jeremiah. Let me just start off by saying, Parallel in Jeremiah, all rights reserved, but copies may be made freely in any amount. Freely per the Lord's words, freely you have been given, freely give. Let me repeat that. You can make as many copies as you want to. That's not a problem. You can't just alter the content. That's the only restriction. So feel free. Any format you want or anything. There's four parts to this, and they are split up into 10-minute segments, and there is more than four 10-minute segments. So I would recommend that you look at all four of them. Parallels in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 2:33. You have taught the wicked ones thy ways. America has invented ways to transgress the laws of decency unknown before, and found a way to do more evil. 2:34. Upon thy skirts is found the blood of the innocents, and I did not find it by secret search. America, we kill the innocent and do not even try to hide it in abortion, in situations like Mrs. Terry Schiavo. More have been killed in abortion since 1973 than all American troops in all wars is some estimates. Weep, America, for God is not smiling on these things, but is grieved and full of indignation that we could treat his blessings so lightly. 2:35. I will plead with you because you say I have not sinned. America, unlike third world countries and even some of her enemies, says, I have not sinned. She sees nothing wrong with her conduct, and most of her spiritual shepherds are blind, dumb, or silent. Not all, but most, as the under-shepherd I'm under is awake and sounding the alarm. We say we're innocent, but what is left of our prosperity blind did our eyes. We are the Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3 that the Lord warned to buy clothes because we are a miserable, naked mess. The sovereign one, the real elite one, King of glory, is pleading with us to change course. He sees the abyss staring at us and knows that we are close to falling in. It may be too late for America as a country, but you, sir and ma'am, still have hope, as Israel did in this passage. It was not too late, but they decided not to change, which was a bad decision for them. This is a serious thing, to live the wrong destination and direction away from the blessing of God here and the presence of grace. Jeremiah 2:37. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. The parallel here is the Lord will destroy what we have confidence in an effort to cause us to repent and turn back to him. Jeremiah 3:10. And yet for all this her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned to me with her whole heart, but faintly, saith the Lord. Yea, we only pretend to turn to him, but do we commit our life to him, or fit him around our schedule? We've watched too much wickedness to even see it as wickedness now. This is hard to write, as I'm guilty of this in the past, but am determined I will be ready when he calls me home. I want to go home, not away from him. Here is further witness from Isaiah. Isaiah 22:12. And in that day did the Lord God, all caps, of hosts, call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. Isaiah 22:13. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Verse 14. And it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord, all caps, of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you until you die, saith the Lord God, all caps, of hosts. I certainly hope this is not true of America. As we rejoice, the Lord has called us to mourn over the iniquity, and he calls it iniquity even when we party, and he has called us to mourn over this country. Even as we rejoice in the Lord our salvation, we mourn over the dismal state of our country in his eyes. Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. All caps. Sometimes we have to hear a hard word from the Lord. As if you are sick and will die if you do not change your life. So we will die if we do not hear the word of the Lord. If you are a shepherd and are afraid of the sheep, wolves in your flock, stop and fear the one God of heaven and earth. I hope that is why you scattered the flock rather than lucre. 2 Timothy 4:3. The time has come, they will not endure sound doctrine, but still preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. There are so many parallels in America, all caps, to Israel in the scripture. Jeremiah 3:14-15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. If we repent, we'll get better spiritual leadership and possibly better secular. We will truly be blessed again. Jeremiah 3:19. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shall not turn away from me. Jeremiah 3:20. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. All caps. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping in supplication for the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord. All caps. They're gone. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we've come unto thee, for thou art the Lord. All caps. Our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord, all caps, our God is the salvation of Israel. 3:24. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord, all caps, our God. We and our fathers, from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, all caps, our God. Jeremiah said that Israel obeyed not the voice of the Lord, and treacherously departed from God. Even though God is angry in this passage, Jeremiah knows that God is his only salvation. We have forgotten the Lord, and he has chastened us, urging us to return. He loves the church and wishes none to perish. We, though, do not have to be in confusion. All we need to do is repent and restore the broken, as the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. Jeremiah 4:3. For thus saith the Lord, all caps, to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, all caps, and take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. The living God is telling us, America, all caps, to repent of being concerned about the cares of life, sowing among the thorns, and to break up our fallow ground and stop being hardened and to turn to him with all of our heart. Jeremiah 4:14. Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shalt thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? O America, wash thine heart from wickedness. God is asking, how long shall we think on vain, useless thoughts, and think that we're under grace and he will not judge us? Grace is not a reason to transgress or to do wrong, but a reason to do right. Jeremiah 4:16. Make ye mention to the nations, behold, publish against Jerusalem that watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. Make mention that everyone knows our nation is in trouble and that we're going downhill fast. Everyone but us, that is. Our arrogance has blinded us to our condition. Jeremiah 4:17, as keepers of a field are they against her round about, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith the Lord, all caps. This comes as a result of our stubborn refusal to serve God. Psalm 4 is asking the same question as a living one does not change. Psalm 4:2, O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Pause. Selah, all caps, is a pause. We need to think that the Lord of all flesh is asking that question. How long will we turn his glory into shame? How long will we shame the Savior who is the glory of God? How long will we drag the title and rank of a Christian in the dirt? Psalm 4:3, but know that the Lord, all caps, has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. This is part one of part one. Proceed to part two.